USA Radio News.
This letter, which comes 2 months after your plea, tells me that you have not yet owned what you did, that you still think that somehow you are right, that you are a doctor, that you're entitled, that you don't have to listen, and that you did treatment. I wouldn't send my dogs to you, sir.
Those are the words of Judge Rosemary Aquino. She is the judge in the Larry Nassar case. And before sentencing, the prosecutor had one final chance to address the court.
The level of Nassar's predation reaches even higher, because he often knew the victim's parents, some of whom were fellow doctors, others who unwittingly sent patients to him. He even knew that some of the parents were police officers.
And moments ago, we just heard the judge hand down the sentence to Larry Nassar.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Investigators in Western Kentucky are looking into why a 15-year-old boy opened fire in a high school, killing two students and injuring 18 others. Police have not yet identified the gunman or released any information about what motivated the attack at Marshall County High School in Benton, Kentucky. This high school student was at the school. He talks about what he saw at the scene.
I saw there was a lot of blood everywhere, and then people were getting shoved down. And so I just, I took off. I started running. I was scared for my life.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, strongly criticized Russia at a Security Council meeting on Syrian chemical weapons yesterday.
Russia is yet doing what it does best when it comes to chemical weapons. Russia is running from the facts. Russia has the audacity to lecture this Security Council about how to stop the use of chemical weapons.
Worth noting that earlier on Tuesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson also slammed the Russians for their involvement in chemical weapon attacks in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
Despite the murder rate increasing in America, there was an overall decline in violent crime during the first half of last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The FBI released the report for the first 6 months of 2017, with over 13,000 law enforcement agencies submitting information. Overall, violent crime decreased 0.8% when compared to 2016. The number of murders and non-negligent manslaughters reported increased 1.5%. The number of rapes, using a new definition, decreased 2.4%, robberies decreased 2.2%, while aggravated assaults declined 0.1%. I'm John Clemens.
Frightening video shows an out-of-control school bus sliding down an icy hill Tuesday morning just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Take a listen to one of the kids who was on the bus and what it was like to experience.
Start spinning, and we just go backwards, and people are screaming. There's a lot of frantic, what's going to happen to us?
There were no injuries in the incident and only minor damage to the school bus and the car that it luckily hit, or one person said there could have been a lot more damage.
It saved us from really rolling over and crashing, and people could have gotten really seriously injured.
There were 20 high school and middle school students on the bus, and the bus did continue to school after the crash. And finally, we're hearing in Hawaii that the reason the governor delayed in telling the public that the widespread missile alert was a false alarm was because he didn't know his Twitter password. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, everybody. It's Richard Scuderi, and we are doing another episode, yes, live now, just getting used to the cameras in studio for Modern Design. Our topic today, if you're following us on social media and some of the things we're doing, is called Modern Matchup. Many of you who follow me know that this week, Design New Jersey magazine featured me as one of the best kitchen designers in New Jersey, which was a big honor, and an 8-page spread in the February-March issue of Design New Jersey magazine is on newsstands and in the supermarkets. So if you want to check out some of my work, you can do that. You also can go free online to www.designnewjerseymagazine.com and take a look at the work. All right, we're going to take a look at today's weather and then get into our show. I have a lot of props for you guys today. And we'll see how this is going to go. All right, let's see what the National Weather Service is telling us. Currently, the National Weather Service is telling us that it's 39 degrees with overcast skies. It does say, though, this afternoon it will be mostly sunny, but with a high of only 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 23. On Thursday, it says becoming sunny with a high of 37, pretty cold. Thursday night, very cold, mostly clear, but only 15 degrees. Friday, sunny with a high of 40. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 26. On Saturday, wow, mostly sunny with a high of 52 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance, a 50% chance of rain. And then finally, unfortunately, folks, on Sunday, an 80% chance of rain. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. I've been here on WHCR for the past 4 years, and now we've just added video thanks to technology. We're starting with Facebook Live, but we'll also be adding YouTube. So we're going to bring you a lot of things this year. There's a lot of interviews scheduled, lots of props. I'm going to work on that today, and you'll see the show evolve and grow, I would think, over time. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we have a lot in store today. The show today is called Modern Matchup. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, a contractor, and a home stager for the past 21 years, as LinkedIn reminded me. I have two locations, two design studios, one right here in the Hunterdon County area, and that is Maven Hill Designs at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I have another location in northern New Jersey, right near the Short Hills Mall and beautiful downtown Maplewood Village. And that address is 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, right next door to the post office, the Maplewood Post Office. To reach me at either of my locations, you can reach me at 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be Modern Matchup. Coincidentally, my article in Design New Jersey was all about just that, Modern Matchup, taking something that is working for you but perhaps not up to date and making it more modern by doing simple and inexpensive things to give your home an update. In doing research for today's show, I took a look. I started with some design magazines, and I always tell you that's a good place to start. Now, forgive me because we're just starting to work with the cameras, and I hope you're going to be able, I'm not able to zoom in or not. But one of the sources I go to, which is free, you'll get this in your mail, and that's the Ballard Design Catalog. And I don't know if you can actually see that or not right here. We're going to work on that in future episodes. But the Ballard Design Catalog is sort of a kind of a litmus test of what's going on in the world. If you open the pages of the catalog, which is free, you'll start to notice things that are trending, accessories, colors, and so on. When I look at the cover of the issue for this month, I notice that there are a lot of neutral colors on the wall. There's a lot of geometric patterns, and we're featuring a lot of blues and greens. So that seems to be something that very much is trending, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But when I take a quick look through, I notice there's a commonality of things here. And one is less color. Lots of blacks and whites, and particularly gray, I see in the magazine. And I see something very much related to the word matchup, and that is sort of a combination, an eclectic mix of tastes. And I see that now more than I ever have, which in fact is a good thing, because if you have existing pieces, you may be able to hold on to your core pieces and just bring in some new colors and accessories. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to do that. So Ballard Design is a great place to go. Again, Design New Jersey magazine, which is available online and in all the newsstands, is another great source to go to. There's a magazine called Veranda, which I look at every month and has terrific ideas on decorating and things that you can do. Well, let's take a look at the list here and some of the things that I've come up with. Starting with my phrase is that 2018, again, it's a new year. Time to take a look at what you've had now that your Christmas tree is down and what you like and see if that works up. So for me this year, being in a house for 13 years, I took my Christmas tree around and I looked around and I thought, no, I have to start making some changes. Now, I, just like everybody else, don't have the money to replace everything in my home. But I said, where am I going to start? And most people, if you're looking to change your room or your world, is that you should start with color. Color is the thing that surrounds your space. It creates warmth. It creates style. It also creates, it can create drama if you do it well. So I would start by taking a look at your paint colors. I'm very happy with both the Benjamin Moore and the Sherwin-Williams palette. And as you'll see in future shows, I will be bringing the palettes in and taking a look at different specific colors. But I do want to start with you on the show today with starting with maybe taking the time to paint. And one of the good things about doing projects in the winter is you really do get better prices from your contractor if you do work in January, February, and March. Typically, they are the slower time of year, although this year the economy is better, so it's not as slow. But those are the best months of the year to get a project done. For me, if I'm having a project done in my house, I want to be home anyway, so often we're more in the house in those winter months. But two, if you know you can get better pricing and you're sort of helping the contractors when they're slower, I think it's a win-win situation. Again, the best and least expensive way to make a metamorphosis, to make a change, is to start with the perimeter, start with a wonderful paint color. One of the things that I noticed in my own house is that from the 2000-2005 era, we used to do a lot of jewel tones, and that is burgundies and caramel colors and sages and rusts and a lot of very rich autumnal tones and jewel tones. Those two have seemed to have gone away, and we've kind of gone to the other end of the spectrum where we're seeing cooler colors. I would say gray and grayses are the most predominant colors that are out there. You know, simple grays, light, dark, medium grays, and also the new buzzword, which is grayge. And grayge is a combination of course, gray and beige. They've replaced the tan neutrals to more of gray neutrals in bigger spaces. Another thing that's changed with paint is our trim and our ceiling colors have gotten brighter. I was never a big advocate of linen white as trim. I didn't think it gave you enough contrast between the color of the trim and the color of the wool, so I always went with Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore's white, their standard white. I've since gone to super white, and the reason that I like the super white is because the pink colors are now lighter, and it shows more contrast between the wool color and the trim color. And I think that's all about architecture. So if you have less contrast, you have to compensate in terms of the trim and also the ceilings. Keep in mind, your ceiling should always be painted with ceiling formulated paint. It was meant to hide shadows. It is a flat finish and best served for ceilings. So you want to start with paint. And I did go, and I don't know how well you're going to be able to see this on our camera today, but I want to start with some colors that are very, very popular. I have some small chips that I'm going to start with. If you go into the Sherwin-Williams or the Benjamin Moore stores in the area or in your area, they're going to give you paint chips. And paint chips, basically, as we've all seen paint chips, will take a look like this. So I pulled some of the most popular chips that I'm using these days in my design business, and I'm going to talk a little bit about color and where we're going with that. I'm going to start with my own experience, and then I'll go through some of the colors. So for a very long time, I've had a very rich paint color in my dining room called Raisin Tort. It's a dark, sort of a winey, reddish, burgundy color. And when I did it, within about 2 weeks of having a dinner party, about three people in that group changed their dining room to Raisin Tort. It went as far as it could possibly go. And I guess that's very flattering that someone likes your work so much that they want to steal it, which is a good thing. But I realized after the tree came down this year that it had to go. In fact, it's kind of a funny story. When you're on Facebook, sometimes it brings up memories of different things. And a memory came up at Christmas time of my dining room full of guests 5 years ago. And when I looked at that picture, it was exactly the same as it was this past Christmas. And that was Facebook telling me it's time to change. Now, I'm someone that likes drama. So a lot of the colors now are grays. And I painted a lot of dining rooms all different shades of gray or even wallpapered them in gray. But for me, I don't necessarily want gray in my dining room. I always feel that your dining room is sort of a backdrop. And at night, especially when it's lit with candles and a chandelier that's on a dimmer, you want that space to be really beautiful, make your guests look better, and really look nice in pictures. So I prefer more of a saturated color, a dark color. And I compensate that by painting just a portion of the walls that color. I have the chair rail, which is super white. I have the paint color, which is the color that's sort of behind your head, if you will, then a chair rail and molding, which is white. So it allows you to absorb a very dark color, but not make the space too dark. So for me, I chose this color. Let's put it this way so you can see it, hopefully. The color I chose is called Van Dusen Blue. It's a historic color. Benjamin Moore has a historic line that has amazing colors. And this is HC, Historic Color 156. And I did this in a Regal Matte finish, which is terrific. The Regal Matte finish has a flatter appearance, but it's washable. And it was terrific, and it made the color look wonderful. Keep in mind, sometimes people like finishes that are shinier. The shinier the finish, even if it's eggshell, the more imperfections that can be shown. Something that you have to keep in mind, even with newer houses, is that there's a certain moisture content to painting. So even if you're painting sheetrock that's only a few years old, sheetrock has a paper coating. Now it goes on, but then when it dries, there's moisture that comes out, and that can make the paper of the sheetrock sort of buckle a little bit or show imperfections. So the flatter you can paint those walls, not too flat so it's chalky, but the flatter you can keep the finish, the better the result will be for the most part. So I like the Regal Matte finish, or the matte finish also for Sherwin-Williams, for doing my painting. So for me, navy was a terrific color, and you will find in 2018, navy is trending like mad. Not just navy, but all shades of blue. Still paired with the grays, but you're going to see blue in everything you look at. And in fact, when I was looking for sofas for a customer, I just saw so much blue, more blue than I've ever seen before as far as upholstery. So something to keep in mind. If you're trying to update, use a trend color. And for me, even though navy blue is a classic color, it's also a trend color. So that was an easy way for me, without replacing all my furniture, to make a change. Some other colors that are very popular this year are the grays. And I want to start with some of the ones that are the most popular. Probably the most popular of all the grays here are the grayishes, and these are the ones that are a combination of both gray and beige. Sorry if you can't see that well. And Revere Pewter by Benjamin Moore, which is an HC-172, is probably my the most go-to color for 2017 and now 2018. It's a rich gray-beige tone, and with white trim, you can pick up whatever goes around it and make that pop. Some great pop colors for Revere Pewter are beautiful citrus greens, black, oranges, red even. Those colors are wonderful and will pop against this neutral gray base. The one next to it on the chart, which is HC-173, is called Edgecomb Gray. It's slightly beigier and lighter, also a very good choice if you're doing a neutral palette. And then finally, less popular but also very nice, is HC Historic Color Benjamin Moore 174, and that's called Lancaster Whitewash. This chip is probably used more than any other chip last year and this year. Lots of that with super white trim in semi-gloss and ceilings that are ceiling white. Good combination if you want to try something. I've done this many times before. I also own Maven Hill Painting, and we do paint every week. Seems to be a crowd pleaser. That being said, there's another go-to chip I use quite often. Now, these aren't grays, I should say. These are actual grays. And I'll see if you can take a look at that. Obviously, I will describe them and go to your paint purveyor and take a look at them. These are neutral grays. And one of the first ones that I love is called Coventry Gray. That's Benjamin Moore Historic Color HC-169. Absolutely beautiful color. It's a rich gray. A lighter version of that, which is a color that I have in my own Maplewood store, is HC-170, and that is Stonington Gray. Beautiful color, very rich, works very well both inside and outside your home. And finally, number 171 is Wickham Gray, which is a lighter gray. It does pick up a slight blue tint, but also a nice color. So I would say if you're looking for inspiration by changing your house simply with paint colors, a grayish or a gray is a good way for you to go. All right, we've reached our first commercial break. Tons of stuff in store and topics and show and tell today. So I'll take those commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a 2 years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common-sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th, at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree
doesn't have to break the bank.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I have two locations for Maven Hill Interior Designs, one in Ringo's at 176 Route 20231. I'm with Inside Flemington Fan and Lighting. Together, Bruce and I have a 6,000 square foot location with lots to look at, furniture, accessories, and of course, wonderful, wonderful lighting. I do have another location, a beautiful studio, all to myself with lots of furniture and accessories. And that other location is 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. The phone number to both locations are 908-884-0770. Our topic today, if you're just tuning into our program at this time, happens to be updating your house and doing what's called a modern matchup for 2018. You know what I started to notice, and I think at this point in time, there's a lot of changes coming. You know, design has changed, I would say, more in the past 5 years than any time that I can think of. A drastic change, if you will, I think, from very traditional to more what we're calling transitional looks. And it's very funny. I always say I like to do the hardcore surfaces traditional. But it's such a strange period of time in fashion that some things that are traditional almost seem slightly dated. And one of the ways of updating that is not to change all the hardcore surfaces, but change the surroundings, change the paint color, change the accessories, and have them coexist, which you've already done, which may be more on the traditional side. It's a wonderful way to do it. It keeps your good items, and it allows you to make your place look more modern. For me, I was finding when I was shopping in stores, when I would go to Seville, or I would go to Ethan Allen, or I would go to Bassett Furniture, I wasn't seeing myself or my home reflected anymore in the stores, and I needed to make some changes. And that's the same thing I offer to my customers. I'm very much, let's work with what you have and make it updated. So we talked about the core painting. So if you have very rich, dark colors, maybe you want to try something new and go with the grayishes or the grays. Now I want to talk a little bit about pop colors. When you have a lot of neutral gray, it's very important that you have pop colors or throw a little color in there that has a lot of color. And one of my favorite combinations is gray and citrus green. If you've been listening to Modern Design, I often say citrus green, citrus green, citrus green. And when I see people out, they'll say, what do you mean by that? Do you mean lime green? What do you mean? And in fact, I don't like to say the word lime green because people get a funny connotation, but a warm, rich, sort of soft, yellowy green. And in this example, which I'll try to hold up close enough to the camera so it works, this is another historic color from Benjamin Moore. It's called Castleton Mist, and that's HC1. And that's a wonderful historic color. And I love the play of blues and greens together. In fact, so much that I made my living room this year Castleton Mist, and I made my dining room a rich Newburyport blue. So when you look at those two colors together, if you didn't change any other surfaces in your space, if you didn't change your couches and you had neutral couches and you didn't change your wood furniture, this palette opens itself up to recreating the space and making it look dramatically different. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, people, to make it more modern. You just have to change your palette. And paint is one of the best ways to do it. Now I want to talk a little bit about what you do after you paint. And one of the best things to do is, and I always tell people to do this, make sure your painter takes out all the nail marks and covers up all the holes. And the reason I say that is, after you change your color palette, the room is going to look different to you. And the things that were on the wall before may or may not look as good when they go back up with a new backdrop. So I often tell people, cover up the holes, paint the neutral color, live with it for a while. Don't put the accessories back. Put the core pieces of furniture back, and then take stock in what you have and maybe what you would like to have. For me, in my dining room, now that it's navy blue, I realized the accessories just weren't working anymore. So I've gathered them all together. I'm giving some of them away, and some of them I'll donate right here in Flemington to the charity for the hospital. And I'm looking to do less accessories, and that's what's trending as well. In early years, the more accessories, the more finials, the more tassels, the more things you can have for accessories, the better it looked. It's sort of come full circle. It's the complete opposite. Spare, less accessories, less things on the table. And if you do an accessory, it's a bigger statement, but very few of them. So I've opted to take everything out of the space right now, and it was just painted. So I'm just living with it with just the beautiful navy walls. And to tell you the truth, I love it. And the more I look at it, I know where I need something now and where I don't need something. And for me, it's a new mirror. I'm going to do a round mirror this time with a finish of both silver and gold together. Hybrid metal finishes are also a way, they're something that's very trendy now, and a way to make a space look more modern. So don't be afraid to do mixed metals, and maybe if you have some iron, do some chrome or some nickel. You can mix finishes. It's actually very in style to do that. So less accessories are another thing that you want to think about. And before you put the room back together, that's when you take a ride out. Take your paint chips with you. Go to any of the stores, get the paint chips. I keep them with me in my briefcase. And when I go shopping for accessories, I have these with me so I know that I'm going to have a good fit. Another thing you should always keep with you when you go out and shop is a tape measure. It doesn't have to be a big tape measure, but a tape measure, because we want our new accessories to be in the proper scale with the space, something very important and very beneficial to do. The next thing I wanted to talk about on the list is your lighting. Changing your lighting can really be transformative. I say that, one, because my studio here in Ringo's is part of a lighting store, and the guys just came back from a wonderful two-day jaunt down in Dallas with the lighting show, and I'm getting wonderful images of all the new lighting that's coming out this year. And you can really transform your space through lighting. You know, a chandelier, particularly in a dining room or a foyer space, can be transformative. And I want to let you know some of the things that I found recently, having the staff come back from the lighting show in Dallas. One is lanterns. Open lanterns without glass are very much trending now, whereas outside and inside lighting fixtures that are lantern style would be surrounded by glass, and in later years, seated glass, we're seeing them just be open. It's sort of a fresher look, less formal, and also a lot easier to clean, especially when you're in big spaces. Another thing that is trending right now is the look of an orb, and an orb is just a round open circle that would have the candles, the lights inside of them, simple, round. So something else that's very much trending. Geometry is trending. So things that have a geometric look to them in metals of all sorts, gold, silver, iron, are all in style. Again, very eclectic, mixing it up and so on. Linear fixtures over a dining table or a kitchen table, a fixture that is linear, that is like a rectangle, is very much in style right now. So changing out even one lighting fixture can really be transformative in your space and make it look very 2018 without reinventing the wheel. All right, we've come up to our news, so we're going to take you to news, regroup a little bit. I have a lot of accessories to show you in the next segment, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after the news.
USA Radio News.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
The judge in the Larry Nassar case, now that was after 156 of his accusers addressed the court. The judge also talked about the circumstances leading up to the trial.
So up until the time you pled, I believed that maybe there was a defense here, despite the felony information. I was ready for trial. Your counsel was ready for trial. The Attorney General's office was ready for trial. You, sir, decided to plead because there was no medical treatment. You did this for your pleasure and your control.
Elsewhere today, the Justice Department fired off letters to 23 states, cities, and counties demanding that they prove that police policies do not break a federal law requiring information sharing when it comes to illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
The president is preparing to head to Switzerland this evening to attend an economic forum that he'll be addressing on Friday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
President Trump will be accompanied by 10 cabinet members and other top advisors at that economic forum of global elites. As the administration was preparing for the president's departure, it was firing back at global perceptions that the United States is now anti-globalization and against free trade. Gary Cohn, the head of Trump's National Economic Council, saying America first does not mean America alone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI may have ignored its own data storage procedures as it lost 5 months of text messages between two anti-Trump FBI employees, that's according to security analysts. Texts that have been made public, which show the two employees and reported lovers talking about their hatred towards President Trump and efforts to impeach him, have become a major embarrassment for the FBI, already reeling from accusations of bias and bungling. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
And with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
The United Nations is warning that security and transparency arrangements are not yet in place for thousands of refugees from Myanmar to begin returning home. The Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis began in earnest last summer when thousands fled what's been described by the United Nations and the U.S. as ethnic cleansing at the hands of Myanmar's military. The refugees fled to neighboring Bangladesh, but their home country now wants them to come back. The UN, which is typically a part of such refugee return programs, is not only shut out of the repatriation agreement, but lacks any access to parts of Myanmar where last year's ethnic cleansing allegedly occurred. The Turkish military continues to attack American-backed Kurdish fighters in Syria. Turkey considers the YPG fighters to be terrorists, while the U.S. has long seen them as a key ally in the fight against the Islamic State. Several days into its military campaign, Turkish troops have made some territorial gains within Syria, but footage released by the YPG on Wednesday showed Kurdish forces holding the line and driving back Turkish tanks. Caught between defending the Kurds or confronting its NATO ally, Turkey, the U.S. has done little to stop the Turkish military campaign. On Wednesday, Turkish President Recep Erdogan vowed to widen his country's offensive against Syria's Kurds.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
And this is Richard Scuderi with Maven Hill Design. We're in lovely downtown Flemington on a pretty nice day. It's a little overcast, but very nice. And our topic today happens to be modern matchup, taking what you already have and sort of creating a more trendy look, which is seems to be what's out there in our times, a little bit of a cleaner, more modern look. Keep your base, but go ahead and let's change the accessories, the paint colors, the pillows, things that you can do to make things up to date. And also, they don't have to be super trendy. Some of the things I want to show you now are just things that have the right colors and the right look, but they're not truly modern at all. They're quite beautiful and they're trendy. So let's say you went ahead and you changed your kitchen and you painted your kitchen a beautiful grayish, the Revere pewter, you made the trim white, you have white cabinets, and now it's time to accessorize. I'm going to show you a couple of things that I'm working with right now that I think could be very pretty in a kitchen space or throughout a home. And that is, again, the pop color. It's very important when you have a gray palette, gray and white, to bring some pop colors in. And the most popular pop colors right now are blues and greens. Soft blues and greens are very, very popular. Also, wallpaper is very popular. Wallpaper in geometric patterns are very trending right now. I like to do wallpaper in powder rooms. And the reason I like to do it in powder rooms is there's not a shower, so you don't have an issue with steam coming out of the shower and coming off the walls. A powder room is also probably more used than any other room in your house if you have guests. And of course, whether you're 8 or 88, when you wash your hands, male or female, it's inevitable that at some point you will flick your fingertips, even if you're careful, and those water spots get on the sheetrock, and over time you'll have water stains. But with a good paper, you'd be able to just wash it off. It gives a small space and aesthetic. I often like to take a wallpaper and then create a chair rail. So not the entire space is wallpaper, but it sends a message. And I usually do the lower part of the paper in a coordinating color. But you're not going to get that statement look. You're not going to get that statement look, whether it be a sisal look, a Berber look, a grass paper, a geometric. You're not going to get that look from just paint. It's just taking it to the next level. Speaking of wallpaper, I'm going to take one that I looked at today, and they lent me a big sheet. See if you can take a look at this. This is a paper from a company that I love very much in Newark. The company is called Tebow. They're right here in New Jersey, and they make beautiful papers. And I specifically wanted you to see this particular paper because it has an Asian theme, a chinoiserie, an Asian sort of a theme. It's not industrial at all, but it is very much up to date. And it's done sort of in a rich citrus green and blues. So just by, let's say, I don't like industrial, I don't like harsh, just by picking a paper that has the modern colors and a beautiful, vibrant design, you are, in fact, making your house more modern. Wallpaper is back, folks. I'm doing more wallpaper now than I ever have in my career. It is different, though. Wallpaper, in the 80s, people would wallpaper, in the 70s as well, before my time, people would wallpaper all spaces, hallways, kitchens, bedrooms. It's very different now. We use wallpaper selectively. A powder room is a great place for wallpaper. A dining room is a great place for wallpaper. If you have a headboard wall in a master bedroom, that's a good place for wallpaper. If you have a big tray ceiling in your master bedroom, in your dining room, in maybe a master bathroom, just the ceiling, those are wonderful places for wallpaper. Keep most of your surfaces rich paint in a matte finish. Your trim, super white, semi-gloss, and in small spaces, especially if you have a lot of rooms, have a little bit of wallpaper. It's like a jewel, and it balances your house out. Another thing we're talking about in accessories is pillows. Pillows can make such a difference in a space. So I'm going to show you this pillow, which is an inexpensive pillow that I picked up for a project that I'm working on. If you notice, this is sort of a geometric shape. I'm going to try to get as close as I can to the camera there. We'll see how this works out. It's a geometric shape, and it's using all the modern colors, all the shades of navy blue and sort of a teal and then a lighter periwinkle blue. It has gray and then the beautiful citrus green. Taking four of these pillows and taking two sofas and adding this with some solid navy or solid citrus will make your existing sofa look modern without buying a new sofa. It's a great look. It's geometric and it's the right colors. Easy way to improve the look of your home and change things out for the new year. Dishes. Beautiful dishes. I am a person that absolutely loves dishes. I have about 5 sets of dishes. I'm actually afraid one day that I'm going to hear a crash and that my cabinets will have sort of succumbed to the weight of all the dishes. Your dishes can change because of the look of being eclectic now. You can do sort of a top dish. Here's a dish that I like a lot. I, again, collect dishes. And these happen to be what they call cabbageware. These are done in Portugal. They're beautiful pieces. I'm going to show this one. This happens to be in sort of a citrusy color, a greeny yellow shade. I do have a lot of them in green myself, in a bottle green. I also have them in blue. But using your existing dishes and then buying, let's say, 6 or 8 top plates that have a beautiful design to them and putting on them on top of your kitchen table or wherever you sit, or putting them in a, if you have one of the newer houses where they have an area for you to display dishes and put this on a stand, this is a way of bringing some new life when you have all neutrals, a pop in the space. And it really does make a difference. These little accessories, especially because we're going to not do a lot of them, these accessories really go a long way. Also, a lot of the accessories to now are clear glass cylinder vases that you could put wonderful branches in, clear glass hurricanes with a beautiful white pillar candle, and then sort of a pot filler. Lots of opportunities, temple jars that are footed with clear glass, domes, cloches that have the covering over them that you put something in. Well, there are a lot of things that are called pot fillers, and pot fillers are not what you think. Pot fillers are opportunities in a clear environment to bring in some color or texture. I'm working on a kitchen right now, and we're working with grays and greens. It's a very pretty look. So I don't know if you can see this right now. This is a company I use a lot, and I don't have it actually open. But these are limes, beautiful limes with all different shades of green in these limes. There's if I held it open, it'd be all over the place. Maybe I can just take one out and show you. But these have a combination of sort of a medium tone, sort of a parrot-y green, and then a very light citrus green. Citrus green, lime green, and gray really look nice together. That's a really, really nice combination and very much of the time. So let's just pull one of these limes out here so I can show you what I'm talking about. Okay, so this happens to be one of the limes, and if you look at the lime up close, which you probably won't be able to see from where I am from the camera, you'll see there are a lot of different tones to the lime. And when you pair this with maybe a lighter lime color, maybe with hand towels, and then some dark gray accessories, looks spectacular, again, without changing your cabinets, without changing your kitchen set. It's a way of making your space more modern. Not expensive, that's what modern design is all about. Practical solutions for your space. All right, I do want to switch a little bit and now talk about the industrial trend. There is very much an industrial trend right now, and the look is a little bit more modern and sleek. It's not for everyone, but there are ways to incorporate this industrial trend into your home without making it too over the top. You say, well, I have a historic colonial. How am I going to make it industrial? There are some things you can do. I'm going to talk about some of the things that denote this industrial trend, and then we'll go from there. One of the things that's very popular right now is weathered wood. I have a company called the Johnson Brothers that makes wood not for the floors, but specifically for the walls. So maybe an accent wall around a fireplace, maybe a headboard wall. One of my contractors is doing that right now with his headboard wall. He's doing an upholstered headboard, and behind it, he's just going to have the weathered wood. So that's one of the things, weathered wood in furniture, the look of weathered wood. The second thing is galvanized metal, and that doesn't have to be so harsh. It could be something as beautiful galvanized metal buckets with wonderful birch branches in them. That has an industrial feel from the metal and then the warmth of the wood. So that's another thing that you can do to bring into the space. Anything with burlap or rope or sisal or natural elements mixed with a little bit of metal is very much in style right now. The metal and then the very basic natural materials are very, very much in style. Using the color black as an accent color, and black and gray together and lots of white are very much colors that denote that sort of more industrial kind of a look. So bringing some of those into your space will allow you to do that, but in a way that can still coexist with what you've done already. One last set of commercial messages, I promise, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
2 years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we are back again with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer, a contractor, and a home stager, working in this business for the past 21 years. I do everything from simple paint color consultations. You know, if you go to my website, www.maven hill designs.com, you'll see on page 2 there's a coupon page, and you can, that's a printable coupon for $199. I or one of my team will come out to your location. They will spend between an hour and 2 hours with you. They will go room by room and then make a general assessment, paint colors, accessories, things you should do with furniture placement, and so on. It's the best $200 you will ever spend getting a professional overview for your home. I call it fresh eyes. And it's always nice, I think, sometimes to step out your side, yourself in your comfort zone, and bring somebody in to take a look at that. So to reach Maven Hill Designs to set one of those fresh eyes up, contact me at 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be modern matchup, and that is to take what's going on in the world right now in style and sort of a cleaner, more modern look, and take it to whether you have a farmhouse, maybe a Hunterdon County farmhouse, whether you have a 1960s beautiful ranch house, whether you have sort of a maybe a modern of the day split level, whether you have a contemporary or whatever style house you have. Maybe it's a beach bungalow. Things that you can do to incorporate a more up-to-date and modern element. So let's recap a little bit about what we've already said that could make a change. Number one, paint. Start by painting. Go with a much more neutral palette. Go to the cooler end of the spectrum. Grays and grayishes are probably the most popular way to go. And in big spaces like hallways and long transitional spaces, probably your best bet. We're going to go with whiter whites, either white or super white, for the trim color in semi-gloss to show a difference in contrast, not only in color, but also in sheen. And we're going to do our ceilings in a bright white, a ceiling formulated paint. That's our base. Then when we put the furniture back in place and start to put the things back in place, we don't put the accessories back in place. Less accessories, we take everything out of the room and put it on a table and selectively put things back, or perhaps we don't put anything back in the space. We allow this as an opportunity to buy less things, but maybe to go out and get a new mirror and a new shape. Round mirrors are very popular right now. Interesting shapes are very popular right now. Things that look geometric are now. Maybe limit what we put back. Maybe one beautiful piece of artwork, something that's a statement, is something that's very wonderful to do in the space. Bringing in pop colors that are very much of the time. Navy blue, citrus green, oranges. All those are wonderful pop colors that will transform a state. More whites, more blacks are also very popular in the space, something that you can do. Adding new lighting to your space, adding new lighting to your existing space by bringing in a wonderful, maybe new chandelier, taking out down the shiny brass chandelier from 2001 and replacing it with something that's an orb, something that's a beautiful round metal cage that goes in your foyer and makes the space look more modern. Doing a wonderful drum shade, a beautiful white linen drum shade that offsets your new dark gray walls and makes it look nice for the space. Lighting is transformative, taking out your sconces that are tassels on them and black shades and going with something with a much simpler profile, more upscale, straight lines profile, perhaps this time in chrome. You know, chrome doesn't have to be a hard finish. Chrome can very much be very traditional, paired with the right things, the right glass, the right shades. It's a very classic and nice look, but it has a modern touch at the same time. Bringing in wonderful fabrics that have more modern style to them. Geometric fabrics are very popular. Things that reflect nature, leaves, birds, all those things are very much 2018. There's a trend towards a combination of both modern and natural at the same time. Talking about the industrial trend, doing galvanized metal, maybe a beautiful a galvanized metal bucket, but then filling it with gorgeous branches. A combination of weathered wood and metal are a way to bring that in. Burlap, you know, on a show 2 weeks ago, I do what to do when the Christmas tree comes down, and I was saying to get rid of all the Christmas stuff and to keep your greens up. So one of my listeners took a look at the show and posted a picture of his front door. He took all the Christmas stuff off his wreath of mixed greens, but kept the mixed greens. So I had suggested add burlap. Go out and get burlap if you go to AC Moore, which has got, I got my burlap ribbon, or any location, a craft store, get a burlap ribbon, tie it into sort of a rustic bow, and put that on those Christmas wreaths. They now have a nice January, February natural look, and they're very festive looking. So adding some burlap, some linen, some metal, some weathered wood, they're all ways to make your space look more modern and up-to-date without changing your core surfaces. Well, believe it or not, folks, we're at the end of another hour. It goes by very quickly here. We have wonderful things in store now that we have the Facebook Live. We're going to continue to do more things, more accessories that we'll show you on air as our show grows and changes. Well, thank you for being a supporter of Modern Design. It's a labor of love for me, and I look forward to seeing you next week with more of Modern Design right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
The judge in the Larry Nassar case, now that was after 156 of his accusers addressed the court. The judge also talked about the circumstances leading up to the trial.
So up until the time you pled, I believed that maybe there was a defense here, despite the felony information. I was ready for trial. Your counsel was ready for trial. The Attorney General's office was ready for trial. You, sir, decided to plead because there was no medical treatment. You did this for your pleasure and your control.
Elsewhere today, the Justice Department fired off letters to 23 states, cities, and counties demanding that they prove that police policies do not break a federal law requiring information sharing when it comes to illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665.
Together, we can build a multi-billion dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This